Welcome to this lesson on building a dubwise vocal texture blueprint in Ableton Live 12, using resampling workflows to get that cracked, haunted, tapeworm jungle and old-school DNB energy. Today we are not trying to make a shiny lead vocal. We are turning a simple voice phrase into a full texture system. Think stabs, whispers, echoes, chopped motifs, little ghost replies, and pitch-shifted fragments that can live inside the rhythm of the track. In this style, vocals work best when they feel like part of the drums and bass, not like a separate pop feature floating on top. That is the big idea here. Resampling first. We're going to process the vocal, print it to audio, slice it, warp it, reverse it, pitch it, and then print it again if needed. That gives you more vibe, more control, and honestly, more of that imperfect, dusty character that makes jungle and dark DNB feel alive. So let's start with the source. Choose a short vocal phrase, ideally 1 to 3 seconds long. Spoken word, rag a shout, one-line phrase, a repeated word, something with attitude. Keep it simple and rhythmic. If the phrase is too melodic, don't worry, we can darken it later. The goal is something that can be chopped into small pieces and played almost like drum hits. Drop the vocal onto an audio track in Ableton. If it has sustained tone, try Complex Pro Warp Mode. If it's mostly sharp speech, beats can work well. If it already feels close enough in time, don't overthink it. We're going to resample it into something new anyway. Now build your dub processing chain. Start with EQ8 and high pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. That keeps it out of the sub region, which is absolutely important in DNB. You want the vocal to sit above the low end, not fight the kick and sub. Next, add saturator. Give it a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and use soft clip if the vocal needs a bit more edge. We are not smashing it into oblivion. We just want some density, some bite, and a slightly more printed, worn-in feel. After that, add echo. This is one of the most important parts of the sound. Try a synced 1/8 or 1/4 note delay, set the feedback somewhere around 35 to 65%, and use the filter inside echo to keep the lows and harsh highs under control. A low cut around 250 Hz and a high cut around 4 to 8 kHz is a good starting point. Then bring in reverb. Keep the decay around 1.5 to 4.5 seconds depending on how atmospheric you want it. Add a little pre-delay, maybe 15 to 30 milliseconds, and filter the reverb so it doesn't get too muddy. This is where the dub atmosphere starts to bloom. You can also add auto filter for movement, and maybe redux if you want some rougher lo-fi edge. Just go gently with redux. A little goes a long way. Too much and you'll lose the vocal's shape. At this stage, don't fully commit to a huge wet sound yet. We want a few different printed versions, so keep some control and use automation or manual changes later. Now set up your resampling track. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm it for recording. This track is now your printer. Your vocal processing will get captured as audio, and that's where the real magic starts. Play the vocal through the chain and record a few different passes. Make one pass with lighter delay. Make another with more feedback. Make another where you slowly move the filter cutoff. And make at least one pass where you perform the effects a bit live, muting the source at the end of a phrase so the delay tail keeps ringing into the empty space. This is a key teacher tip. Print variations early. If a pass sounds almost right, record it anyway. Often the imperfect version becomes the most useful one once you cut it up. Now we turn that resampled audio into a playable texture. Take the resampled clip and either slice it to a new MIDI track or drag it into simpler in slice mode. If the vocal has clear syllables, slice by transients. If you want a more grid-based, drum-like feel, slice by 1/8 or 1/16. The point is to make it playable like a break. At this stage, think like a drum editor, not a vocal mixer. Place a little answer phrase on beat 2. Put a chopped pickup before the snare. Repeat a syllable quickly to create a ghost's there kind of feel. Try a reversed slice leading into the drop, and leave tiny gaps on purpose. Even 20 to 50 milliseconds of microsilence can make the rhythm feel tighter and more intentional. That's one of the secret weapons here. Treat repeats as percussion. A repeated syllable can behave like a shaker, a rim shot, or a ghost snare if it's short and placed right. Inside simpler, you can use short decay so the chops behave more like stabs. If they feel too bright or sharp, low pass them a little. If you want the slices to overlap, increase the voices. If you want them tighter and more controlled, keep voices lower. Now let's create the haunted layer. Duplicate the resampled audio or render another darker pass. This layer should feel like a ghost, not a lead. Add shifter and move it down 3 to 7 semitones for deeper, darker weight, or up a few semitones if you want that eerie, tension-loaded quality. Then add auto filter with a slow cutoff movement, and maybe a longer reverb tail. Utility can help keep the stereo image disciplined, especially if you want the low mid centered and club safe. If the voice becomes too readable, that is usually a sign to back off. In dark D&B, the vocal often works best when it becomes more like a spectral texture than a lyric. The listener should feel it more than decode it. For an even more vintage flavor, resample this layer again. A second generation render often sounds more printed, more committed, and more old school. Now it's time to make the vocal interact with the drums. Put your vocal textures against a classic breakbeat context. Think Amen, Think, or another chopped break, maybe layered with a kick and snare for reinforcement, and a sub or reese underneath. We want the vocal to answer the groove, not float separately above it. Drop vocal stabs into the gap after the snare. Let a delay throw land just before the next downbeat. Use short vocal chops as call and response with the break. Bring in a reversed slice just before a fill or drop. This is where the texture starts to feel like part of the arrangement instead of a sound design exercise. A very effective structure is something like this. In the first 8 bars, let the break stay filtered, while the vocal sits far back and atmospheric. In the next 8 bars, bring in more chopped replies and increase the delay feedback a little. On the drop, tighten the vocal so it becomes more percussive and less washed out. Then in a switch-up, strip back to just the ghost layer and maybe a filtered bass variation. That contrast matters a lot. A dry, tight chop followed by a smear delay tail is classic jungle and dub tension. It gives the ear something to grab onto, then lets it drift away. Once your chops are arranged, group the vocal tracks and process them like part of the rhythm section. Use EQ8 again to high pass around 150 to 250 Hz if needed. If the vocal is fighting the snare crack or the bass presence, dip a little around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Add glue compressor lightly, just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, with a slowish attack and medium release. If the layer still needs more density, a little saturator or drum bus can help it cut through. Also check mono compatibility with utility. That's important if the layer got wide from delay or reverb. The core chop should still survive on a club system. Now automate for movement. Push echo feedback up at the end of a phrase before a transition. Open the auto filter over 4 or 8 bars. Raise reverb wetness in breakdown moments, then pull it back down for the drop. Use shifter only on keywords or accents if you want those cursed broadcast moments. And automate the track volume so the vocal appears and disappears like a ghost moving through the tune. Then do one more resampling pass of the whole vocal group, while the automation is moving. This is huge. Print the performance into a final audio stem. That way you have one coherent texture that already contains the energy curve, the delay swells, the filter motion, the entrances and exits. It's much more useful than trying to rebuild all of that live every time. From there, use the final resample as arrangement utility. It can be an intro hook, filtered and wide. It can be a build tool, chopped and band passed with rising delay. It can be a drop accent, short and dry on bar 1 or bar 9. It can be an outro texture, with reverse tails and filtered repeats. Or it can be a switch up, where you strip everything back and let one ghost phrase hold the atmosphere. A really good rule here is to keep one version rhythmic and another version atmospheric. The rhythmic one drives the groove, the atmospheric one builds the scene. Together, they make the track feel deeper and more finished. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, too much low end in the vocal chain. High pass earlier, and don't be afraid to filter harder if the arrangement is crowded. Second, delay and reverb washing out the drums. If the break loses impact, shorten the feedback and automate wetness only in the gaps. Third, resampling only once and stopping there. Print more than one generation. That's where the character piles up. Fourth, making the vocal too intelligible in the drop. Sometimes the best move is to blur it until it feels like texture. And fifth, ignoring mono. If your wide vocal disappears when collapsed, tighten it up. A few pro moves for darker, heavier D&B. Use shifter subtly on a resampled ghost layer, and automate it only on a few keywords. Try redux after saturator for a rough early digital edge, but keep it mild. Put echo before reverb, then resample that chain, because the printed tail often sounds more organic than a live insert. And if you want a more neuro-leaning edge, process a tightly gated vocal through auto filter, saturator, and compressor, then resample it so it behaves like a rhythmic top layer against the reese. For jungle flavor, Pair the vocal with break edits and let the reverb tail spill into a snare fill or amen fill. That smear is part of the magic. If you want to practice this quickly, do a short exercise. Find a short spoken phrase or shout. Build a chain with EQ8, saturator, echo, and reverb. Resample one 8-bar pass while you move the feedback and filter cutoff. Slice that resample into 4 to 8 chops. Arrange them over a break so they answer the snare. Then render a second ghost layer pitched down 3 to 5 semitones. Make an 8-bar loop, where the vocal is sparse in the first half, denser in the second half, and filtered or delayed in the last bar to create transition energy. The goal is simple. Finish with one loop that could sit in a jungle intro or a dark D&B switch-up without needing a ton more processing. So remember the big takeaway.